Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 21, The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna, Part 1. Offering my obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me describe a particle of his opulence and sweetness. He is most valuable for a fallen conditioned soul, bereft of spiritual knowledge. He is the only shelter for those who do not know the real goal of life. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued to speak to Sanatana Goswami. All the transcendental forms of the Lord are situated in the spiritual sky. They preside over spiritual planets in that abode. But there is no counting those Vaikuntha planets. The breadth of each Vaikuntha planet is described as 8 miles multiplied by 100, multiplied by 1,000, multiplied by 10,000, by 100,000, and multiplied by 10 million. In other words, each Vaikuntha planet is expanded beyond our ability to measure. Each Vaikuntha planet is very large, and each is made of spiritual bliss. The inhabitants are all associates of the Supreme Lord, and they have full opulence like the Lord Himself. This is how the Vaikuntha planets are all situated. Since all the Vaikuntha planets are located in a certain corner of the spiritual sky, who can measure the spiritual sky? The shape of the spiritual sky is compared to a lotus flower. The topmost region of that flower is called the whorl, and within that whorl is Krishna's abode. The petals of the spiritual lotus flower consist of many Vaikuntha planets. Each Vaikuntha planet is full of spiritual bliss, complete opulence and space, and each is inhabited by incarnations. If Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot estimate the length and breadth of the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets, how can ordinary living entities begin to imagine them? Ko veti bhuman bhagavan paratman yogeshvarortir bhavatastri lokyam kva va katang va kati va kadeti Vistarayan Kridasi Yoga Mayam. O Supreme Great One, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Supersoul, Master of all mystic power, your pastimes are taking place continuously in all these three worlds. But who can estimate how and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing your pastimes? No one can understand the mystery of these activities. The spiritual qualities of Krishna are unlimited. Great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the four Kumaras cannot estimate the spiritual qualities of the Lord. gunatmanaste pi bhunan vimatam hitavaratirnasya ka ishvaresya kalena yarva vimita sukalpaya bhu pangsava ke mihika du basa. In time, great scientists may be able to count all the atoms of the universe. When the great scientists may be able to count all the stars and planets in the sky. And great scientists may also count all the particles of snow. But who among them can count the unlimited transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He descends on the surface of the globe for the benefit of all living entities. To say nothing of Lord Brahma. Even Lord Ananta, who has thousands of heads, cannot reach the end of the Lord's transcendental qualities, even though he continuously chants their praises. Nantang vidami aham amimunayo gajaste maya balasya purushasya kuto varaye gayan gunan dasha shatanana adi deva shesho dunapi samavasyati nasya param. If I, Lord Brahma, and you, Narada, along with your elder brothers, the great saints and sages, if we cannot understand the limits of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of various energies, who else can understand them? Although constantly chanting about his transcendental qualities, the thousand-hooded Lord Shesha has not yet reached the end of the Lord's activities. To say nothing of Anantadev, even Lord Krishna himself cannot find an end to his own transcendental qualities. Indeed, he himself is always eager to know about them. Dyupataya evatena yayor antam anantataya Tvamappi yad antaranda nichaya nanu savarana ka iva rajangsi vanti vayasa sahayach trutayas Tvayi hi falantyatan nirasanena bhavan nidanana. My Lord, you are unlimited. Even the predominating deities of the higher planetary systems, including Lord Brahma, cannot find your limitations. Nor can you yourself ascertain the limit of your qualities. Like atoms in the sky, there are multi-universes with seven coverings, and these are rotating in due course of time. All the experts in Vedic understanding are searching for you by eliminating the material elements. In this way, searching and searching, they come to the conclusion that everything is complete in you. Thus, you are the resort of everything. This is the conclusion of all Vedic experts. Apart from all argument, logic, and negative or positive processes, when Lord Sri Krishna was present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Vrindavan, no one could find a limit to his potencies by studying his characteristics and activities. At Vrindavan, the Lord immediately created all material and spiritual planets in one moment. Indeed, all of them were created with their predominating deities. we do not hear of such wonderful things anywhere else. Simply by one's hearing of those incidents, one's consciousness is agitated and cleansed. According to Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna had unlimited calves and unlimited numbers of cowherd boyfriends with him. No one could count their actual number. Each of the cowherd boys was tending calves to the extent of a Koti, Arbuda, Shanka, and Padma. That is the way of counting. All the cowherd boys had unlimited calves. Similarly, their canes, flutes, lotus flowers, horns, garments, and ornaments were all unlimited. They cannot be limited by writing about them. The cowherd boys then became four-handed Narayanas, predominating deities of Vaikuntha planets. All the separate Brahmas from different universes began to offer their prayers unto the Lords. All these transcendental bodies emanated from the body of Krishna, and within a second, they all entered again into his body. When Lord Brahma from this universe saw this pastime, he was astonished and struck with wonder. After offering his prayers, he gave the following conclusion. Lord Brahma thus said, "If someone says that he or she knows everything about Krishna's opulence, let them think in that way. But as far as I am concerned, with my body and mind, I consider it in this way. My Lord, your opulence is like an unlimited ocean of nectar, and it is verbally and mentally impossible for me to realize even a drop of that ocean. Jananta eva janantu, King Bahujaname Prabho. Manaso vapasho vacho vaibhavang tava gochara." There are people who say, "I know everything about Krishna." Let them think in that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. O my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Let the glories of Lord Krishna be. Who could be aware of all of them? His abode, Vrindavan, has many wonderful opulences. Just try to see them all. According to the revelations of revealed scripture, Vrindavan extends only 32 miles or 16 kroshas. Nonetheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. No one can estimate the opulence of Krishna, for that is unlimited. However, just as one sees the moon through the branches of a tree, I wish to give a little indication.